But it is dogmatic. It is positive. because that is fundamental.
Indeed.
How am I doing? Now, what Paul is saying, that the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, if this bloody thing, who has the invisible thing?
You see?
Now, how you going to understand an invisible thing? Something you can't see. See? Read.
Being understood.
Now, being understood.
By the things that are made.
By the things that are made. Now, that was just a minute. See? By the things that are made. See? You follow?
Yes.
What's made?
Oh, I won't get into that so fast yet tonight. See, I'm going to have to move a little fast, but I want you all to keep up with me.
All right.
See, I won't get into that, see. But the things that are made. Now, the man-made things is this. That points them out. It's first, the ark, Noah's ark. Now, that ark is threefold. And this tab. See, now, of course, the upper deck, the middle deck, and the lower deck.
Right.
See? An atom. See, is a proton, neutron, electron.
See, Yahweh takes 10 things to fly out. Any ideas?
And now, wait a minute. Oh, just a minute.
Right there. Right there. You see? You can be as sensitive as you please. See? But now Yahweh's got to send somebody.
Right.
That he has his endorsement on.
Right.
You understand? To the point he's saying now.
Right.
Just like he told Moses.
Right.
You understand? Right. Now you follow him.
Yeah.
Just like he told him. To be high priest.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yahweh chooses whomsoever he will. Now, if he didn't reveal it to you, see? Just sit tight. Yahweh is still yet responsible for it.
Yeah.
Right. You see? And he's going to send somewhere, at some time. You understand? He's never going to put a curtain down or pull an egg off without sending somebody.
All right.
You see what I mean? Now listen. And you're going to have to hear that somebody that Yahweh sent. Or else remain stupid. Because nobody else can't tell you. See, they don't know. And study and study. Solomon said, must study. It's awareness of the flesh. You can't read up on this.
Right.
As Jehovah's Witnesses claim you can. You see? Anybody can read the Bible. See? Because, right now, listen, I showed you the man-made thing. You see? Man. Yahweh told him to make an ark. No. There's something else about that. Can I just toss this in and pass on?
Yeah.
See, he told Moses to make the tabernacle there before. Moses had any knowledge of how the ark was.
Right.
And Moses was down here making it. And did the instructions for this. He didn't know a thing about the dimensions of that tabernacle.
Right.
You see? Yahweh just give a man enough at a certain time. See, then when he imparts that to somebody else, don't understand? Then he gives him some more, and he imparts that to somebody else. Meaning this, when he was up in the mountain, he showed him this tabernacle. You see? And then when he came down out of the mountain with the dimensions and all of the tabernacle, he got them busy on that. And then when he went back in the mountain the last time, then he brought him on down and showed him the other bit of Noah's ark. And he had the dimensions of the tabernacle.
That's all right.
That's right. And since the Israelites was not going to build no ark like that, they didn't get started on this first. This is already over. Now let's get the one that is at hand. See, then, the next thing is the temple. Your father?
Yes.
Now, said the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. See, being understood by the things that are made. Even Read.
His eternal power.
Even his eternal power.
And his supernal nature.
And supernal nature, you got God in there. You can't name words in there. God is. Now here's what happens. See, that this is not three tabernacles. It isn't just one. Right. God said, this is spirit here. And then takes on the shape and the form and then comes down here. Yeah. You see? And those are the two manifestations of the one Yahweh.
Right.
Now Yahweh is one.
Right.
See, with two manifestations. This tabernacle and your body tabernacle. See? You see that now?
Yes.
That man is made. David made it the solid pattern of the temple. How did Yahweh do that? See, you've got a correlation here. That Yahweh made the man in his own likeness and image. Right?
Right.
Then that's Yahweh Elohim. You see? See, this right here placed this body right over David's body.
Right.
And showed him how to build this temple. Just like he showed this body transfigured into that and showed him how to build the tabernacle.
Okay.
One is the nursery and the other and then the heaven. You see? Oh, it's wonderful. Now the invisible thing of him from the prison. What did he do it that way for? Read on.
So that they are without excuse.
Hey, you ain't got no excuse for your stupidity. You see? You don't got no excuse for it. See, Yahweh takes steady pains. See? Now, that's one of the reasons why the same apostle told you over here in the book. See? In the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. Now, listen to this right. He told them people not to be troubled by an
epistle
from him.
Yeah, right.
You see? Don't get worked up about any epistle if you don't understand it. If you don't understand the epistle, don't get worked up about it. Because Yahweh takes special pains by the things that are made. Judge, limit, all those excuses and limits. Now, that has to be like that. I didn't get this straight. Get this one straight. In the 17th chapter of that, take that one. Ah! To feed it. About 17:28. See? Now listen to what I'm saying. For it is in him we live. And we move. And we have our vision. Being made up in his likeness and in his identity. See? So that you just don't have no excuse. You see? But this is what it is. It hid that from the wise and prudent and revealed it unto me.
Right?
You see that now?
Yes.
That's what he said he was going to do. Now, evidence is so great that you can't see for looking. See, you're just coming around all the time looking for God and looking for Jesus and understanding and all that kind of thing. All the time. You got all the evidence right on the back.
You're right.
Enough to convict you in the judgment.
Okay.
See? Now what this will do, it'll point out every preacher. Every preacher who hasn't comprehended. Now listen. You see, I'm here. I said I had a vision of revelation. I followed it down on you. See, then you understand it. See, now see these are things that I'm pointing out to you. That will determine whether or not that I did it.
Right.
Right. Right. You see? I have said it many times. Nobody can explain the purpose of Yahweh but Yahweh himself.
Right.
Now then that means that Yahweh has to be in me. Right. If they learn something about if he is not, I can't do it.
Right.
You see? It's just a matter of absolute impossibility.
That's right.
You see a problem?
Yes,
mister. All right. So that we are without excuse. There's just no excuse for it. But you see, we didn't cover him that the Lord Yahweh sent somebody along here.
Right.
He sent me along here.
Right.
See?
Right.
Now, are you up with me?
Yes.
Is everybody up with me?
Yes.
Now, this is what I want to show you. Some more about this creation. Now remember, I told you that the word Yahweh was not in the first chapter of Genesis. I told you that that was not the beginning of the creation. And I took you over to the third chapter of Revelation and the 14th verse and showed you that he, ignoring, was the beginning of the creation of Yahweh.
Right.
And right there is where he found this Yahweh. And then he loves created that you have in the first chapter of Genesis.
Right.
Did you follow that?
Yes.
Now, is that clear? Now, got another beginning. Now, you read in the first verse, the first chapter of Genesis, Moses described the state and the condition in which the earth was in. That is, that he saw it in the fishes. See, it was in a chaos. See, that means it's jumbled up. Now, you'll have to look up here and pay attention to what I'm saying. See, every word I say, got some weight behind it.
Right.
See? Now then, since this is the beginning of the creation, the beginning of his vision of the creation, see, Yahweh is just running the thing back over again. You see? Now follow. Now, in the beginning of this migration, coming up out here, it's got to be in a devastated condition.
Right.
You see? You see that now? By pulling out of them 10 plagues, it's got to be darkness down there. Because this is the beginning of the migration, and he just brought it right around the pit.
Right.
Now what Moses is seeing in the vision was experienced down here.
Right.
That's right.
That's
right.
You see? The lamb is slain there. Yeah, it's slain here.
Right.
See? When he moved out of this state and into this state. See, like that, I think. You see what I mean? When he passed over from this invisibility to visibility in the vision. See? And come up out again, pass over. The pass
over.
Okay. Now man has passed from death to life. He's a path after path.
All right.
When he has understood and fully comprehended. And you're going to have to do that, before you can appreciate it.
Right.
He must have a profound knowledge of it. See? Now, this is what I'm after now. I just told you that about this Passover. Now, since we have worked with that so often, I'm going to skip. See, here he is at the burning bush. I routine it. See, it's a burning bush. Now, it's a burning bush, if you went back and read the third chapter of Exodus, then you find there was an angel.
Yeah.
You find it's Yahweh.
Yeah.
You find it's the Lord.
Right.
Right. See?
Yeah.
Now what? You see? It turned out to be that. Because he is, he will be whatever he will be.
Right.
See? Yeah. He's the angel, he's the Lord, you understand? Yahweh, be the serpent, you understand? The angel. Because he is everything that is.
Right.
See? Now then comes down into Egypt. Now this is what we have tried to tell you. We told you that Exodus was before the Genesis. Now Exodus, follow close now. Exodus, now what we're trying to do now is time. See? Now we're trying to time. See? And we're trying to get the exact spot. See? And it could go on down and get today, but I just don't have time to go down there. You see? See what I mean? But now we're going to time this thing. All right. Now, I told you that Exodus means a departure. See? Now, if you catch a plane here, you depart from North Angeles and you arrive somewhere else.
Right.
You see? That's destination. You see? So now then, this is an Exodus, or coming out of, or a departure from Egypt.
Right.
And it starts. The day comes through the water here, and it's on the third day. Now then, this vision here has got to repeat. See, you've got to have your darkness in, you've got to have a third day, you've got to have water moved off the face of the earth, you've got to have your devastation and all that. You see what I'm talking about? See? Now then, it comes on through here, and comes up to Mount Sinai. See? See, I don't have time to go up through prayer and zen and all that. I just don't have time. See, but that's not what I'm at. I'm after getting this thing. See, now he called me from Moses told him to call him up in the mountain. Now Moses was up in the mountain. This first time. This is the Mount of Elon.
Right.
He said. And he had called up here in this mountain. See, and you see the back door of the mountain. And he was told to tell the children of Israel to wash up.
Yes.
See, wash up and clean themselves up. See, give them 3 days to do that. Now watch. I see here another product, arrows and bait. You see? Now, when this tabernacle is built, see, they have to have this, they have to be washed. Now, they didn't get wet going through the river,
right.
See?
Uh-huh.
But they did up here.
Uh-huh.
You see? They didn't get wet going through the door here, but they did have to wash in the lake.
Right.
Before they could go into the holy place.
Okay.
You see that now?
Yes.
Now, here's what we're doing. We're not doing anything else other than that. And that alone. We're going right by Yahweh, the Lord. In shape and form, which you see up here. And I just use this here.
Yes.
You understand? And this is a pattern. And every time I make a move, I've got to make it correlate with this pattern.
Right.
All the way through. See, every bit of outer surface, inner, and everything. You see? In order to prove, you see. Now that's really not me proving it. That Yahweh is proving his own existence.
Right, right.
Just making me understand.
Mm-hmm.
See through the vision. Now if I go up, my inner self, well, I never said this way before. If my inner self wasn't that real, genuine thing that was up here,
yeah.
You see, I'll tell him beside the pattern, I couldn't take it.
Right.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
And I can put as many credentials behind my name and put M, D, you put B, H, D, just put L, L, W, D, and get anything you want. Carl, hope take that name. But I still can't make the break.
You see
what I'm talking about?
Right.
Those credentials and all will not make it. That's the reason why I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that piece of paper that we're giving you is according to the civil law.
That's right.
You see, but now the truth about it is,
yeah.
You see, your license is up here.
Right.
That's right. You've been lying by the Holy Spirit to speak. You see, now, we're at the time. Now then, after that, they washed up. See, and Yahweh spoke to him from the mountain. You see. Now I have to hurry now. So if I get a little rambunctious here, because I want to put this in here and show you. Yahweh spoke to him from the mountain. You see, he spoke to the children of Israel. You know how he spoke to get in the commandments. I don't have to go into that.
No.
All right. Then he told Moses to come up in the mountain and he would give him tables of stone.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
You see. And then Moses told me. Now 24 chapters. Now sit and look at it this time and watch and see what I'm telling you. Because now what I'm asking, I'm timing now. I'm going to show you what happened. And this is where the theologians don't catch it. And this is why I can't nobody tell you but Yahweh.
No.
All right. So the 24th chapter in the first verse.
And he said unto Moses.
And he said unto Moses.
Come up unto Yahweh.
And he said unto Moses, come up unto Yahweh.
Thou and Aaron.
Now that's what this is showing. And this is what she's reading about. We got 24, 9, 10. It ought to be 24, 1, 2, and 9, and 10, you see. But all right, read on.
Thou and Aaron made David a Bible.
All right.
And 70 of the elders of Israel.
That's right.
And worship ye afar off.
And worship ye afar off. Now look here. You see? Now we're showing you even how to draw this type so there'll be a flat post on that mountain. You see? They cannot go all the way up here. All right, read.
And Moses alone shall be.
Now you see that. Now you see what I'm talking about. Moses alone and by himself. Now that's what Yahweh is doing, say.
Yes.
Now you can just try to put yourself in something of it by making yourself as big as you please. You understand? And you're just stupid.
All right.
You see? doesn't get any first thing to know, but somebody that does know sees that.
Yes.
See? And all these people that understand and see what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And they're being used by hate yourself. They'll be rejected.
They see you to be.
Right.
Right.
So you can't put nothing no more on right here. See, folks down there know. So you just might as well at any time sign up. Well, I'm the biggest business in the world. Now, I don't mean this thing. You say, you get it now? Don't nobody know nothing about it from me. Now let me put that down in a minute. Now what I just said to you, that I didn't mean a deed. Say, I meant by that, God, I am Yahweh the Lord. And a father.
All right.
Not talking about being no deed. I'm talking about what I am.
Right.
And in that state, in that condition, I'm dealing with it. I'm the one in Moses when I'm in the mountain to see.
All right.
See, I won't put down so you can understand what I'm talking about. Now, I don't mean what somebody might think I am. I'm talking about my inner self and your inner self. That's got to be the thing.
Yes, sir.
Take that to reveal it to you. And you can't have a play around with it. See? And so now, you see, Moses, you see, these and the elders, and Moses alone shall come near. Is that what you just said? He didn't tell him, and they didn't have anybody near you and all. Don't say in the top of that mountain.
Right.
Then Moses by himself. You see, now you're trying to make all that you were now, how about that? And when you try to make yourself see that, you're going to slip up somewhere. You see what I'm talking about? When the high priest went into the most holy place, he went in there by himself, and alone. Yahweh spoke to him 16 chapter of the Leviticus. Says, Moses, you tell your brother not to be running out here. Is that right?
Right.
You say? When he goes in there on the day of the tomb, and he'll come in by himself and knock it out first. That's been my job. I shed that blood before it go in.
Right.
That's right. Say, come in there alone. And he by himself. Nobody else but him saw the vision of the creation of heaven and earth. You see? Now, this is in the mountain, Mount Sinai, that she's reading about. Now, so it didn't have time to take it all. Now then, get down to the 9th and 10th and the 16th verse.
Then asked Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders gathered. And they saw the Elohim of Israel. And there was under his feet.
Now they did under his feet. You remember I told you he took on shape and form.
Right.
You see? Now in the bit in your holy King James, and they saw the God of Israel. Now over here you got no man seeing God at any time. Now you're back in trouble.
Right.
See? You see?
Yes.
All right. They saw the Elohim of it. And all that, read on fast.
There was under his feet.
Now he got feet. Read on, and
as it were a paved work of a sapphire.
As it was a paved work of a sapphire.
And as it were the body of heaven.
And it was a body.
Yes.
Body, I said.
Of heaven in his
clear.
Right.
All right, read on. And you see why I told you about
taking
on shape and form. Right. You see? All right, read.
And Moses rose up.
And Moses, now watch what you're doing. What you're doing, and hold this rolled up.
And his minister?
And his minister. Who?
Joshua.
Now watch this and come together. Watch this and come together. Now when he comes in to fulfill, you say, now he said, now here's what Karen and Hell are Christians doing. See, here's my institute, and he's saying he's fulfilling. Now here's my institute, he said.
Right.
And here's what, and then he comes in, now here he is full. Say, Moses and his men, Joshua. Now here's Moses, see, you don't have to look at the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You see, look right here. And he said, there'll be some things that he shall not taste of death until they see a vision of the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. See, they mean this, they have to see it back there.
Right.
And he has to fulfill it. So then Moses and these friends, Mr. Moses, had to go up in that mountain. And Moses had to sit. Here again, God, look at his minister, Moses, and his minister.
All right.
See, what he's doing is fulfilled.
Right.
No, institute. Are you following?
Yes.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai.
And the cloud covered it 6 days. Mm-hmm.
Now listen, and the cloud covered it 6 days. I'm getting back now. I'm timing it. Remember, I had got to finish the read the first chapter of Genesis.
Right.
See, I'm timing it now. And I'm putting it down in its proper place. Well, Moses really thought what you read in the first chapter of Genesis. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking now. See, that cloud covered it 6 days. Understand? That was in Mount Sinai, Arabia. And he saw the vision. And he put the vision over here in the first part of the book.
Yes.
And he said, in the beginning. In the beginning of what? In the beginning of the vision.
Right.
Not the grave. The cloud covered it 6 days. Now when you go over in death, the first chapter of death, you'll see no cloud.
All right.
Right. Remember what you said in the first part of Genesis. You understand? What he saw in the vision during the 6 days. And he got each day numbered right down there in the first chapter of Genesis. You see what he said he saw? You see what I mean? And he's creating by himself. You understand? And he's transfigured into this tabernacle. And that's why each one of those days has got to be divided up. You see? And it's every day. There's got to be something to go through that one. Every day, there's got to be something there about those blocks. Every day. You say, there's got to be something. Now, listen close now. Listen close. Don't miss this one. See, the sun, and the moon, and the stars, and all the planets, the earth, and all was already created. See? Now, listen. You got in the evening and the morning was the first day.
Right.
Evening and the morning was the second day. And he said so forth and so on. Now look, this is what's happened. Here's how we made our error. See, this sun, it was already in the sky. You see, long before the moon ever was born, was rising and setting. You see? Rising and setting. See? And then the evening and the morning are the rising and setting of this sun. While Moses is up in this mountain. You see
right.
That now?
Right.
That is the day. You understand?
Yeah.
That is the day.
Yeah.
That is the first day. That is the second day. The first day he was up there, and the second day he was up there, the sunrise and the set. You see, that hill down at the foot of the mountain, he sees the cloud turn into a burning fire, a pillar of fire. You understand? See, it's into a pillar of fire. And the next day he's into a cloud. It's a pillar of cloud. You see what I'm talking about? Like, did you follow me here, man?
Yes.
Not the time. See, the time that Moses saw it in the vision up here, and he alone saw it, and Yahweh showed it to him. Now he says the sun is set in the sky on the first day. Now here, the invisible thing, the visible thing, is understood by the visible. Now he's just showing Moses by the rising and setting of the sun, just like the sun rising and setting to the mountain. You see, 6 days of it, during this 1400 night, that he up there in this cloud and he was seeing this vision. Do you follow me?
Yeah.
And he's giving you a day-by-day account of what he saw during those 6 days. Not that y'all were but he was in the realm of eternity.
Yes.
Seeing what was happening. And how y'all did, do you understand? And it was being timed put into eternity by the rise and setting of the sun. And here he's giving an account at the bottom of the first
one. All right. That's great.
You see that? Now, let me clarify and ask for some clarification. Now, I told you he's transfigured into this tabernacle, right?
Right.
And then he created everything by that tabernacle. Mm-hmm. That's why he got the divisions and all that. Now, listen close. Listen close. Now, that was the 24th chapter of Exodus that we read. Now, I want to start in the 25th.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
Now you keep your eyes open now.
Don't go sleep. See now, when you got down there in Genesis, where you got them 6 days.
Yeah.
Now we're through with the creation. We're through. Because you read that. To build a tabernacle. Unless ye build one first.
Right.
You see what I mean? Now this heaven and earth that you see him creating during these 6 days, that is a greater and more perfect tabernacle. You see? Mm-hmm. And that greater and more perfect tabernacle, it has to have these divisions in it, dividing the light from the darkness and the waters above and the waters beneath and so forth and so on. And Moses is seeing this in this vision. And he's transfigured into this tabernacle. Three parts. See? And this creation has got to be that way. Now this creation here is the greatest and more perfect tabernacle. You see? So now, since this, he reaches into this substance and creates this. You understand? The greater and more perfect tabernacle. Now he's carrying all the shit in the 25th chapter of that stuff that you brought about a visit, telling to bring me an offer. You see, the same thing built that tabernacle.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
Now, the 25th verse. The 24th verse.
And look that they'll make them answer.
Now, you look that we make this tabernacle, see, like the pattern I showed you in the mountain. Now, if you don't make it, you see, like I made the greater and more perfect tabernacle, you throw everything in the universe out of heaven. There's not a head and all.
Right.
You see what I mean? You throw the atmosphere. You see? And everything. You understand? The cell.
Yes.
And everything. So now, of that substance that you brought about there, just like I told you he was substance and he made it. You understand?
Yes.
You see? Now, Moses sees him make that, comes down. You see? Now, he didn't see Adam commit a sin. Didn't see that.
Right.
See, because it comes on down here. He gives them the specification. The other 33 days, these 7 here, the other 33 days, he's busy. See, he's showing about this placing of these materials in this tabernacle, and he's reflecting this tabernacle backwards and forwards. You see, so you can see it. And he's telling about the dimensions and everything. You understand? Now then, Adam, they're back there in God. You see? Everything was love. He didn't see the transgression. Now he heard Yahweh say, "Thou shalt not make unto me any graven images in the likeness of anything that's in the heavens above or in the earth beneath."
Yeah.
And say, he said Moses was down there with him and he heard that. And he wrote that down in the script.
Right.
Well, see, when he comes back down out of the mountain with them tables of stone, knowing that Yahweh told him not to do it, he's gotten sin just and saw that he did. Moses got cotton and threw them tables of stone down. Now Yahweh didn't want him to put them. Told him to put them in the Ark of the Covenant. Well, you see, he didn't have no tabernacle building.
Yeah, that's
See, so Yahweh knew that the day wasn't going to do that. Just, he wasn't going to he just got hot and throwed him down. And he just doesn't sit around and say until you get something done.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Yeah? Now that way. That first cousin. And then he goes back. That king hewing out of rocks. Hewing out his own paper stone and goes back in the dark. You understand? You see, and then goes back in the mountain. And then he sees that it's transgression. Say, he understands now what's happening down here, what had already happened. You see? Understand?
Right.
And he wasn't quite that warm when he come down before. Then listen, he sees it happening. He's driven out of the garden of Eden. Now let me put this together for you. I have to do it quick. Now, I'm just going to tell you how it goes together. Now, where you left off in the first chapter of Genesis, where you left off, put the 25th chapter of Exodus in. You see that now? Now, Moses wrote the first chapter of Genesis, you see, that in the mountain. You understand? You see?
Okay.
You see that now? And then he created that out of the substance. You see? And then Yahweh tells him, while he's up in that mountain, to take a substance from the children of Israel and make it. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? When you get that, you understand? While he told him that while he was in the mountain. You see what I'm talking about? So when he comes down out of the mountain, see, then he's telling them to do this. So then he puts the 25th chapter back, just in all this, or 14 chapters in there. You see what I'm talking about? You see? Before you stop in the second chapter of the Genesis, to come into Yahweh, and Lord.
All right.
You see? See, that means that everything has to take on a shape and a form.
Right.
And it has to come from that invisible, indisputable substance. First into that which you see in the vision, and then that which you see in the material existence. Just like all this is spiritual up here, and this is natural down here.
Yes.
Yes. See? Now you put that over there, where it belongs. Now, after we get that in there, and how to build this tabernacle, and all, and Moses goes back up in the mountain. This is the third time. Then Yahweh got turned right back and he sees this transgression. See? Now, in Canton, now listen, fellas, what I'm saying. Because you don't, you miss. See, now he got turned right back, up there, in that, into that vision about the creation of heaven and earth. I mean, in that vision of Adam and Eve in the garden. He got turned back. There, see? Now, if you notice Genesis 1:26 and 7, he did not say, Moses did not say, what Yahweh made that man out. He just said that he created a man in his own likeness and his own image. He did not tell him what his being made of. But in the second chapter of Genesis, you see, where he carried it right back to where he left off at. You see, then he comes to tell you about Yahweh, Elohim. You say?
All right.
He's got to have taken on some shape and form in every respect, and it's dropped down in his materialistic sense and everything before he can use Yahweh, Elohim.
All right. Okay.
And it is not somebody else's account, second account. It is Moses' own right.
All right.
And Moses heard his name called the burning bush, Yahweh. When he seen the angel, and when he seen Yahweh down in the east, you understand? And all, then he seen the total concrete of it all. I'm on time this trip. Now, did you all understand?
Yeah.
Now, I didn't think that you understood. And that second chapter of Genesis comes down. I'm going quick. I'm through. You see, I mean, the difference of everything. Then he begins to write the second, standard of the go back and tell us Yahweh took the man from the dust of the earth and breathed in his nostrils, and breathed back and became a living soul, and so forth and so on. Now, I want to get this over to you clear. Now, look, all the rest of the whole entire book of Genesis is nothing else but a vision.
That's right.
Say, when was the statute of Barney put down? Let's see. He said, I have no degree in lawyer.
Yeah, of your father.
Say,
look.
And a paper, and a paper, like a paper. And a file, and a check. Now, hold this in tight. Hold this in tight. Don't let this be over. Now, he just told him over something, yeah. He just told him.
Right.
But now, in this bit, we see that he had from the strains, Adam and Eve, posterity. That contained the Aiden said, all of it. You see, clear on down. He's seeing all that in his vision. You see?
Right.
In other words, he looked right at it.